Wales as a whole had very largely spent centuries in the sleep of spiritual death until an enormous spiritual awakening took place in the years following 1735. God's men at that time were Howell Harris and Daniel Rowland. But their influence did not really touch North Wales. Once in 1741, Howell Harris had come as far as Bala, and he did preach out of the upper window of a house in Bala, but so many stones were thrown that he says that he nearly lost his life. The crowd was vicious in the extreme, so he retreated to South and West Wales, where the spiritual climate was decidedly different. But God's man for North Wales was being prepared. This was Thomas Charles. A statue of him still stands there in Bala in front of the chapel, Calvinistic Methodist Chapel in Bala. He was born in South Wales, as it happens, in 1755. And two things were decisive in making him come to repentance and to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. The first was that he walked many miles to hear a sermon by Daniel Rowland. And afterwards in his diary he wrote, "The change a blind man who receives his sight experiences does not exceed the change which I at that time experienced." He was 17 years old. And at about the same period, roughly, somebody gave him a copy of Martin Luther's exposition of the book Galatians. If you could read the words Thomas Charles read, you would realize the dynamic power of Martin Luther's words in that situation. Then when he was 20, he went to Oxford University, already a convinced Christian. He spent his second vacation there with his hero, John Newton, up at Olney. He says he learned a lot from John Newton, but the most important thing he thought he learned was that the need for the unction of the Holy Spirit, if anything he was to do, was to have any lasting value. When he was 22, he was ordained into the Church of England. But before starting his church in Somerset, he decided to go for a holiday in Bala. And he went with a college friend. And while he was there, his eyes lit on a godly young woman called Sarah Jones. Her shopkeeper parents called her Sally. And she was their only child. Eventually, after 5 years, he left Somerset, and during that 5 years they had been corresponding. Some of the correspondence, if you're curious, you can read in the latest Banner book about Thomas Charles. 30 judiciously chosen letters from Somerset and Bala are in this book, but there are actually over 100 in the full book. He comes to Bala, and in 1783, when he's 27, cutting a romantic story short, they were married. Many years later, he said, "I bless the Lord that I have had a praying wife. I have one of those too, and they come highly recommended." The first Christian work those two young people did was to have a children's meeting in their house in Bala. Soon the house was packed, so they asked if could they go to the little Methodist chapel that was nearby. Yes, they could go to the Methodist chapel. Soon that was packed with all the children from Bala and from the surrounding villages. When he was 28, Thomas Charles, having failed to get a Church of England church to be the minister of in that area, he decided to throw in his lot with the Calvinistic Methodist. Now, just for those of you not too sure about these Calvinistic Methodists, they had the fervour and the fire of the early English Methodists, but unlike the English Methodists, they were Calvinistic in their teachings. In Thomas Charles's lifetime, they were organized like a Presbyterian body, and indeed after his death, they did in fact change their name to the Presbyterian Church of Wales. But back to the 1700s. Thomas Charles started to preach around North Wales. Pictures of him show him with the traditional black gown and the white neck tabs that are so familiar. At Ruthin, he preached a gospel sermon in the open air and a brick hit him in the mouth, and at least six of his front teeth were never there after that. He went to Denbigh and something similar happened. You see, North Wales was still very hard to the gospel. South and West Wales were a different matter altogether. And then, after riding around preaching where he could for 6 years, he was taking the services in the little Bala Chapel one day in October 1791, when towards the close of the evening service, and he says it was a very ordinary service, was nothing special, he wasn't expecting anything special to happen. Suddenly, people didn't want to go home. By 9 or 10 o'clock that night, out in the main street of Bala, you could hear nothing but people saying things like, "What must I do to be saved? God be merciful to me, a sinner." And soon, before many weeks had passed, the surrounding villages and the towns all around Bala were affected the same way. People seeking to be true Christians for the first time. Now, for many years, awakenings like that Bala revival broke out all across North Wales and into Anglesey. Thomas Charles immediately realized that so many new Christians needed to be built up in godliness. So he set up all-age schools which crisscrossed North Wales with the aim of teaching people to read the Bible. You see, only 1 in 20 people was literate. By the time he'd finished, 98% of the population of North Wales was literate. Then he set up a printing press in Bala. He printed Sunday school literature. He set up all-age Sunday schools. He wrote a scriptural dictionary which had 932 pages in it. He wrote it in Welsh. And many, many copies were printed on that press in Bala, and he acted as his own proofreader too. He also started a quarterly magazine called The Spiritual Treasury. And then one day, 16-year-old Mary Jones walked across 30 miles barefoot, carrying a bag of pennies, hoping to buy a Welsh Bible off him. And of course, he gave her a Welsh Bible, and then he went to London, realizing that there was an enormous hunger for the Word of God, which had affected North Wales. And he coaxed Christian leaders in London to set up the Bible Society, which would supply Bibles to Wales and the world. And because of Thomas Charles, tens of thousands of Welsh Bibles were distributed across North Wales. As a matter of fact, the first printing was 10,000. It was sold out in 6 weeks. Now, you might think that a man who could accomplish so much and affect a whole area like this must have had titanic energy, and yet he had health problems that dogged him nearly all his life. One day he was walking across the Snowdon Mountains. He'd been on the Lord's business, and he got frostbite in his left thumb. The doctor's solution was cut it off. So they did, and he nearly died from that operation. One of the congregation, Richard Owen, went into the little chapel, and in the prayer meeting for the life of Thomas Charles, he said, Oh Lord, give him 15 more years on the earth, please. And the prayer was answered, because just short of 15 years later, in 1814, Thomas Charles died. He was in his 59th year, and 19 days later, his beloved Sally joined him. His house is now Barclays Bank branch in Bala. And it deals in lesser riches than it did 200 years ago. His legacy to North Wales will never be measured this side of eternity. Most writers agree that the influence of those spiritual awakenings across North Wales could be discerned right up to 1914, when the First World War broke out. Now, I dare say your first instinct on hearing all this is to say, oh, well, that was exceptional. And anyway, we've no spiritual awakening like that, so there's next to nothing we can learn for ourselves from him. How wrong you would be. Consult the book. As Thomas Charles would tell you if he were here now, you are not called to have massive successes. You are not called necessarily to influence whole areas for Christ in the way he did. But you are called to be faithful, and you are called to be holy. For without holiness, nobody will see the Lord. And when he was a teenager, remember he was 17 when he became a Christian, he trusted Christ in a personal way. Teenagers, take note, you are old enough to have a personal faith in Christ. You are old enough to have a personal faith in God. May it be so.